local teachers gain access to free supplies for low-income schools through the School Tools for Kids in Need program. Donations will be accepted from August 11th through the 31st in all participating Bartell drugstores.
Ready for school? Well, check out Fred Meyer's amazing price blasters and start filling your backpack with savings. This week, Top Flight 70-sheet spiral notebooks are just 19 cents. Save a dollar each. Find back-to-school price blasters only at Fred Meyer.
It will be an arduous journey of epic proportions, venturing out into the great unknown, exposed to the rugged, unforgiving elements, struggling for survival when...
So, you're going car camping for the weekend. Here at Les Schwab, we can get you travel ready in no time. That's because every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection, including free pre-trip safety checks and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
I could hug you.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Every day we're working to be an even better company and to keep our commitments. And we've made a big commitment to America. I'm Darrell Willis from BP. We support nearly 250,000 jobs here. Through all of our energy operations, we invest more in the U.S. than any other place in the world. In fact, we've invested over $55 billion here in the last 5 years, making BP America's largest energy investor. Our commitment has never been stronger. For more information, visit bp.com.
It happened in about a second, and glass broke and screeching, and I looked in the ditch, and there was bodies just laying there. I knew that I had been texting and driving, and I just thought, what have I done?
Chandler was texting, "I love you," when he hit and killed 3 children. No text is worth a life. Pledge to never text and drive at itcanwait.com. A message from AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we're dealing with some heavier crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill. I-5 northbound approaching the Michigan curve. Got an accident reported there in the left lane, and we've got a slow drive from the middle of Boeing Field all the way up towards the Convention Center. Southbound I-5 getting a lot busier through Linwood, and that Everett to Seattle drive going to take you about 55 minutes.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
If you're ready for a movie night, then head to Fred Meyer for the latest releases. On August 27th, you'll find The Great Gatsby on DVD for just $14.99 or Blu-ray for just $24.99. Don't miss this vivid new take on a classic love story.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station. Win a trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Text in this keyword.
All right, I got it. The word is angel. Angel. Text in angel. And this time to 36500. That's the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Text number 36500. And if you text that in, you got a 15-minute window, you may win some tickets. By the way, there's another concert announcement. Another artist added to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Who you got?
Has it been announced yet?
No, don't say it yet.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
7 o'clock sharp tomorrow.
But it's going to be a big deal.
Do I know what it is?
No.
I don't think I do,
Nobody's
so I can't say.
Nobody's telling you with that microphone in front of your mouth.
I'm like Ron Burgundy.
What are we, new? Come on.
I would just read it.
The secret guest is...
I have no idea. Can I guess?
No.
Okay.
You can guess if you want. I'm not going to tell.
Butternut.
No.
Led Zeppelin?
No.
Led Zeppelin?
I'm just guessing.
They're not even playing anywhere.
I know.
That's why you guessed it. So try not to get in
trouble. Rolling Stones cover that said secret rehearsals, biggest tour ever, and maybe in the works.
Really? For Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Rolling Stones?
That's what I saw.
No. Paul McCartney?
No.
You know.
You do know. I'm just going to say no to everything.
Oh, okay. Well,
she doesn't know anything. They didn't
and
tell
also,
anyways.
I don't know anything.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't waste everybody's
She likes having that power over you.
So it could be butternut.
Yeah. Don't you tell him that.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Jody's back. For those of you who weren't listening earlier, she's healthy. She's okay. It was just a brief stomach bug. Mm. She's not pregnant. A lot of people ask that.
It was gross.
That is, I mean, it could be. That could happen.
Yeah, and I would tell you guys, but I'm not.
Yeah. How does a woman decide how long to wait before telling someone? It's different for everybody, right?
You wait typically 12 weeks.
That is a considered etiquette.
At 12 weeks, you feel like you have the best shot of delivering a live baby. Anything before that, you know, you start
could be
telling
false
people
alarm.
You
yeah.
can lose
most
it.
Things go wrong in the first trimester.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
All right. How good are you in the bedroom?
Amazing.
I'm sorry, I was doing the story.
Oh, I apologize. Oh.
There's an app that tells you. It monitors how much you move and how noisy you are.
It's called a neighbor.
It's called a wife.
The app is actually called Spreadsheets.
Interesting name.
Yeah. It works by monitoring data from a user's movement and audio levels to actually measure how long you were at it for, how many times you... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Longevity, movement, and loudness level do not a great lover make.
No.
No.
Makes you a... squiggly loud.
But they are data points.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, this is stupid. This is why do these dumb apps get news stories? No one's going to ever use this.
Is it a pay app?
It's
or a
it's
free
low-hanging
app?
Fruit for bored, dumb media. And here I am.
Let's get into
this
it.
This is stupid stuff.
I'm telling you, that's why
I'm telling you. Did you download it?
No, I
did
haven't.
Did anybody download
I
it?
I haven't even seen the story. This is all news to me. But okay. It's one of those news weeks where we're ready for a big break.
Boy, we need real news.
Yeah, it's a slow week. The president is pretty calculated when he takes his vacation, and you know he's unavailable this week, and that's because it's pretty quiet out there.
It's real quiet. It's too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to wish for any bad things to happen.
No.
Okay, and then what was the other one?
Wazoo.
Wazoo is doing some things to get students to not drink. I saw this. This was. A surprise to me that they don't already do it. Bottom line, what it boiled down to is when a student drinks, an underage student drinks, they're going to, right off the bat, notify the parents.
Because if you're 18 and you get caught drinking, 18 or over, technically there's no reason to notify the parents. I mean, you're an adult.
Was the drinking age 18?
No, the drinking age is 21, but... Everybody in college, you know, if you get caught as a 19-year-old, you're a legal adult. So they, technically, there's
they have
no
to notify
reason,
you
there's
that
no
you
reason
broke the law.
In the world
there's
to
no,
notify
right,
your
exactly
parents.
Right.
But now they're going to do that.
I don't understand how you can be a legal adult and not drink anyway. The age of adult
is 18.
And the age of drinking should be the same. And I think what we need to do is move the age of adulthood to 21. Let's be honest with ourselves. Nobody stops mooching off their parents at 18 anymore.
Everything's pushing back. You're right. Yeah. Everything is pushing back.
A lot of kids would probably even vote for that. They'd probably say, sure. I mean, they may not when they're 17, but when they stop and think about it.
Is anybody an adult at 18 in today's modern era?
Yeah, many.
Who?
They're serving in the military.
Maybe you shouldn't get them at 18. Maybe you should wait till they're 21.
That's not a bad idea either. But if you're, I mean, you always hear.
I mean, if we had to pick one age, what would it be?
21.
18 or 21 or in the middle?
18 is great. A lot of people, it wasn't my experience. You know, I was still mooching off my parents a little bit. I went to college. I didn't emancipate myself. I had a happy childhood with parents who supported me. But honestly, that's not everyone's experience.
I left home when I was 17.
Look how you turned out.
You guys are already out of a different generation. When you guys were 18 and left home, there was no internet. There, life was it's not like you know, composted and grew all your own food, but life was much simpler for all of us than it is today.
I laid there as long as they'd let me, and if there'd been an internet, I'd probably still be laying there.
You'd still be laying there at home.
It's a good thing there wasn't an internet. I would have never left.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who just barely get out of high school, have horrible family existences, can't wait to get out of the house and start paying for themselves.
Oh,
a
so you're saying if you raised the age, people would be trapped in bad families longer.
Well, they wouldn't have the rights.
Right.
You know, 18 you can vote.
Then if you have
drive,
the right,
you're a person.
If you have the right at 18, it should include the right to drink. It should include any right.
I agree.
Yeah.
When I was of high school and college age, drinking in Idaho was 19. So a lot of people went to Wazoo.
They went over the border. What is drinking in Idaho now?
21.
They raised it too.
Yeah, it's the national age limit is 21 now. But
I turned 18 in Baltimore, and you could drink beer in 18. Liquor was 21, but beer was 18.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. It's changed since then, of course, but my 18th birthday, you could drink beer.
Yeah, and the state of Vermont was 18 when I lived in New England. You always knew where those 18 states were.
Mm-hmm. Well, there must be some reason that that it changed. Was the reason because there were too many kids getting in alcohol-related accidents?
Well, yeah. The reason is that in our society, in America especially, one of anything bad happen is too many.
Sure.
And can change the law for everybody. As part of who we are, we're an evolved society, an evolved economy, and all we want to do is improve efficiencies and get rid of bad stuff. And so anything that's seen as bad, we just implement the solution without looking at all of the other effects of the solution.
Well, we're talking about that right now. Going about raising it to 21. What do you do with a kid out of high school at 18? What does he do for 3 years if he's not an adult? Do you mandatorily make him go to 3 years of post-high school education?
I don't know. That's too serious a question for me. I have no idea.
We got a text from someone who must be a neurosurgeon.
I just don't want to study that.
25. What? The frontal cortex is not developed until about then, so you cannot make good, legitimate decisions until then.
25?
25. Yeah. Somebody else says, for my 17th birthday, I got my first month's rent. Someone else says, 1 week after I graduated high school, I moved to Arizona.
Yeah, everybody's different. That's the other answer. I think you should have to take an adult test. And when you pass it, you get your adult certificate.
A person license?
Yeah, a person license.
You have to be a person. Wow. Yeah.
That's a whole new way to look at it.
Balance a checkbook.
Some of you would never get them.
Apply for a loan. Do some, fill out your taxes.
Okay. So they'll notify your parents, and they don't view it as a scare tactic. They say this way we can involve parents in the process of reducing harm. And they also say that they're going to do more Friday morning classes because a lot of students schedule around Friday morning so they can feel like they have a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, they start on Thursday night and work, drink till Sunday. This will at least cut a day out of that.
On the phone, Lisa in Everett, who is 26 years old.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. I was just saying, I heard what Jody said. I remember really specifically from a high school law class that I took that, yeah, the drinking age became 21 in all the states. It's actually not a federal drinking age. It's still every state, but the federal government said we won't give any of the states funding for any of the federally right. funded roads.
No highway money.
They changed the drinking age because of all the young accidents.
That's the information.
So that's when they switched over.
What do you think, Lisa, who's 26? What age did you become an adult at?
You know, I think it's really different for every person, but I was probably 17 when I think I became an adult. But
wow.
You know, it's different for everybody. And then
what happened that made you become
an adult stage?
Yeah.
I think 21 doesn't work.
What happened that made you become an adult at 17?
Oh, that's when, you know, you realize, oh, okay, my parents are great, but they're human and they screw up, so or mess up, sorry. And so then once they come off that pedestal, you realize, well, dang, you know, I have to be an adult too now because, you know, you have to start taking responsibility for yourself.
Nice.
So, yeah. I love my parents, and it's nothing against them at all. But
we know.
We know, yeah.
You don't have to say that.
So
Lisa loves her mom and dad.
That's cool. Are you married yet?
I am. 3 years.
Wow. Do you have any children?
No, not yet.
No, evil children.
Good, wait.
Yeah, waiting to have some fun still before we're ready for that.
Well, don't worry. They're super easy.
Kids are easy, yeah. It's a piece of cake.
Non-impact. It's a non.
I heard they're just so much fun.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
Trying to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Lisa, what do you do and what does your husband do?
I am a moving consultant and I work in Redmond. And my husband is an HVAC technician and he works out of Redmond as well.
Wow. Sounds like a perfect couple in today's modern society.
And he's probably listening, and he's probably going to text me. We both listen to you guys. He's on his way to work, and he's probably going to text me, really? You called in again?
Yeah. Hey, do you guys have that app that keeps track of your bedroom performance? I'm
gross,
just curious.
Bob, creepy.
No, I'm not for me. I'm just saying. These young people, they're downloading apps.
All right, tell them you don't.
No, we don't.
See, that proves my theory that nobody has it.
We have neighbors for that.
See, it's what I told you.
That proves
bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Lisa, what, living in the modern age, which to you is just your age, where everything has a permanent record kept of it. You have Facebook. Do you do Facebook and Twitter?
I do, actually. But I'm not really active on it, but I am on it. I remember it's a good connection. I know people all over the world. Recently, I know my mom called in. I guess you guys were having a debate a couple of weeks ago. My father recently passed away, and without Facebook, I wouldn't have been able to find out and have had that, you know, it would have been a while. And so I think Facebook is one of those
tools. Wait a minute. Hold on. By the way, I'm sorry for your loss, but are you saying you found out your father passed away on Facebook?
No, I'm saying that he lived on the other side of the country, and his neighbor was able to communicate with me through that way, privately.
Yeah.
You know, private messages. You know, it's a really great tool to use when you're trying to find somebody that you need to find.
Wow.
You know, no, so I didn't find out on Facebook like that. No, not at all. But it's a really great communication tool. It's really important, I think. Right.
Lisa, thank you. You and your mother listen to the same radio show. That's something.
And my husband.
And your husband.
Tell your mother we said
we're
hi.
A multi-generational, cultural, cross-tuning, bonding experience for you.
Yes, very much so.
All right.
My mother is, Joe will probably remember this from the Spike and Impaler show. My mother's the raspberry queen.
Oh, yes.
And my husband is the one that we called in last year about doing his dreadlocks.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll have to get her to bring us some raspberries. Those are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're real good.
All right, Lisa, all the best to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Entire families we know that
I like
we don't
a
know.
Family affair.
Okay, it's 8:18. This gentleman has just finished doing something none of us could do. I think it's very safe to say that. His name is Josh Garrett. Josh Garrett just finished hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Many of you know the Pacific Crest Trail because it passes through our area. How many of you know that the Pacific Crest Trail goes all the way from the Canadian border to the Mexican border? It traverses the entire west coast of the United States. It is 2,665 miles long. And what Josh Garrett did is hike the entire Pacific Crest Trail faster than any man in history. He went from Mexico to Canada, one step at a time on his own 2 feet, in 59 days, 8 hours, and 14 minutes. What was his reason for doing this?
Chased by a cougar?
No.
That would explain the time.
Maybe he was meeting a cougar at the other end. No.
Hey, now.
What's her name?
Oh, no, you're about to get hit in the back of the head.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see. Is that your wife or girlfriend there?
That's my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend? Oh, well, you aren't interested in any cougar.
He's in solid shape on the trail.
He's in solid shape. Whoa. I'll tell you what. So anyway, no. Here's what his cause was. He's a vegan. And he wanted to show that a vegan could do this athletic event. And it's an endurance test, I mean, beyond anything that you or I could imagine. It's not a marathon. It's not a triathlon. It's not one of those super Ironman deals. It's insane. He did it eating zero meat or animal products. And at times when he hit a wall, as long as it was
made of vegetation.
When he hit a wall of vegetation. No, when he hit the wall, he said to himself, I'm doing this for the animals. And he picked himself up and kept going. Josh was sponsored also in part by, is it Whole Foods?
Yes, Whole Foods.
Okay. And they sell a lot of meat there. You've been in there, right?
I have been in there, yes.
But they liked your message anyway.
Yes.
They want all the vegans to come in there. He wanted to raise awareness of the mistreatment of factory-farmed animals and to support and solicit donations for Mercy for Animals. Josh Garrett, welcome to the Bob River Show, and the end of the trail is right here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Such an honor to be here.
Oh, and what's your girlfriend's name?
Karen Don.
Thank you for being here, too. I got a mic for you. You don't have to talk.
Karen's eating a steak back there. Is that weird?
Yeah, that is strange.
That's weird.
Karen's like, she's a big bacon eater, right?
Yeah, right. Tempeh bacon.
You guys are brutal. Yeah.
Are you also a vegan?
I am. I actually work in animal rights, and so that's my thing.
Oh, you're an animal rights activist. Oh, you're both animal rights. All right. Now, I like this. By the way, the other day, I picked a bunch of blueberries, and I feel like I have a little bit of an animal rights activist in me because there was this little bug crawling around on the blueberry thing, and it fell off as I was moving a container of blueberries into my car. It fell off, and it was crawling on the seat of my car, and I said, here, little buggy, and I let him crawl on my hand, then I let him go out in the grass.
Oh, good for
Is
you.
That an animal rights person? Like, does something that small?
Sure.
Most people would squash it. You wouldn't.
I would not. I try not to step on ants when I'm walking on the sidewalks.
Well, 2,665 miles.
Bad news.
Accidents will happen.
See the bottom of your shoes real quick. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, obviously, you know, it's the circle of life. We all live in it somewhere.
That's right.
But let's start first with 2,665 miles in 59 days, 8 hours, and 14 minutes. You averaged 45 miles a day on your own 2 feet.
That's correct.
Crazy. Why'd you do it?
I did it to raise awareness to the fact that we humans don't need to eat meat or animal products in order to be healthy or in order to be strong. And I did it to raise money for Mercy for Animals, a wonderful organization that sends undercover workers into slaughterhouses and factory farms, and they record the horrific abuse and suffering that occurs in these places.
Mm. That stuff is impossible to watch.
It's
even for an animal lover like myself. I see those videos, and
even for a meat lover like yourself.
Yeah. Oh, are you outing me? You can out me.
They know. Yeah. We can look around the room and say, "Well, none of us are vegan."
Segment brought to you by A1 Steak Sauce.
No. The people who shoot those videos are really amazing people because they are so compassionate. And to be in that situation is like a nightmare every day for them.
I can't imagine. It must be so difficult to witnessing that stuff right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your protein at if it's not from any kind of animal product? Because you had to eat a lot of protein, I would imagine.
You know, not really, actually. On an endeavor such as hiking the PCT, it's more about carbohydrates and fats that you need. But protein is such a non-issue. I mean, there's protein in so many things that we're just not aware of.
Joe, he was hiking so fast that bugs kept flying into his mouth by accident.
No, you spit them out safely, right? Yeah.
Now, I've done some backpacking and some hiking, and a lot of people can't keep up with me. Not you, but a lot of people. 45 miles a day is maybe three times as far as I could go carrying a pack.
Right.
That's crazy fast. What is your speed, and does it matter to you whether you're going uphill or downhill? And did you get any injuries? How could you not get injured?
Well, I tried to average around 3 miles an hour. And matter of fact, I developed the trail name. I acquired the trail name Zen Master because I apparently just maintained the same pace, and regardless if it was uphill or downhill or flat. Oh. I did develop a few aches and pains and some serious some toe injuries that, you know, I was seriously questioning whether or not I could continue. But I kept remembering, hey, as miserable as I am, as much pain as I'm in, it's nothing compared to what animals go through in slaughterhouses.
And you're Karen, mm-hmm. right? Karen, did you stalk him, supply him along the way? Did you watch him on an app, travel through the GPS? Or what was your participation?
I a lot of moral support and emotional support.
Right, and did you help raise funds? Did you need what does it cost to be on the trail? Nothing, right?
No, he was sponsored by John Mackey, who's
right.
The
okay,
CEO
from Whole Foods.
It's actually a personal sponsorship,
but also
John,
raising money
vegan.
For the causes. Were you helping to?
I was helping organize that a little bit because I've known
why didn't you go with
animals
him?
For a long time. Very funny. I went to meet him at the end, and it was an 8 mile hike in and an 8 mile out hike out, which was 16 miles within that 12-hour period or something, which is the longest hike I'd ever done.
Right. So you're not a big hiker.
I'm a yoga person.
A yoga?
You couldn't have made that schedule, though, if you'd hiked with another person, right?
Yeah. Sorry?
You wouldn't have been able to maintain that pace if you'd had another person with you.
It would have depended on who that person was and what that person was willing to deal with.
Right. I got a quick question.
Did you stay in touch? Did you email or anything back and forth?
We talked when he could, which was, you almost never had reception, right?
Right. So I tried to call when I could, when I had reception.
And so you had a device with you. Was it like an iPhone or something that you could use?
I just had a regular, basic, bare-bones cell phone.
Of course. As animals have to give their lives for the iPhone somehow.
I'm sure.
All right, covered. Go ahead, Spike.
How many carnivores did you encounter? I mean, I know that you're not a meat eater, but you probably ran into a few
on
the trail.
You're talking like bears and
bears,
stuff?
Cougars? Or? I mean, wildlife. Did you?
I didn't see a cougar. It's pretty rare to see a cougar. I would have considered that a true gift, but I saw bears. I saw.
He'd have considered you a true gift too. Yeah.
Mostly veggie eaters out there. Bears munching on plants and elk and deer, and never saw any cougars. But just saw some very beautiful wildlife.
Was there any scary time?
I battled sleepwalking, falling asleep while I was walking, and some parts of the trail are very treacherous.
Wait a minute, sleepwalking. So that's right, 45 miles a day, 3 miles an hour, hold on, 15 hours you had to hike every day.
I would hike actually a bit more. The days were looking like 18, 19-hour days.
Then you're not sleeping enough.
Not sleeping enough, just sleep deprived.
And sleepwalking means your body craved rest, so while you were walking... by the way, I've read that animals can do this. They shut down parts of their brain and rest while other parts of their brain keep them at some sort of level of activity or alertness. Do you think you were reverting to an animal state?
Yeah, I think so. I think my mind was shutting off, but my body was walking. It was continuing to move.
So what would happen then? Did you trip and fall?
I almost went over a ledge once, and it was pretty serious. It could have turned into something serious, but luckily I stayed on. I stayed on track.
Did you worry about him, Karen?
You know, thank heavens he didn't tell me that while I was on the trail. Cause
yeah.
I was, as it was, I was having a lot of time sleeping because I'd go to bed around midnight and think he's still out there walking, and it was the most awful thing.
And you're like doing yoga and just you're totally relaxing and chill the whole time.
That's what he thought. I was on my way up to meet him, and I was in San Francisco with some friends, and he managed to call and he says, "Are you having fun?" And we just started laughing because I was shaking. I was so worried about him out there and the idea that I was having fun. Okay. Oh,
and
my
she
gosh.
Also had a couple lunch dates. She had some stuff to do.
You had girls to see and things
to get a massage.
Do.
Look, I understand. We can't do everything with them.
He would call and he'd sound so weak, but I just knew he wasn't going to give up.
Well, Josh, I must say, you're the most impressive vegan I have ever seen.
Oh, thank you so
and,
much.
And a lot of, and vegans, of course, are always lean. They generally look pretty healthy. Some of them, you know, some vegetarians eat a lot of cheese.
Right.
I think they try to make up for it all with cheese. I don't think they're true vegetarians. Do you agree?
True vegetarians? I mean,
cheese, an animal doesn't have to die to give you cheese. They're often mistreated, I would imagine. But
definitely. No, yeah. Definitely.
But so why 100% vegan?
Because I love animals, and I hate to see them suffer, and they suffer so much.
But if
much.
You could live in like an Amish farm... Maybe not Amish with all their mafia and everything, but if you could live in a sustainable environment with where animals were your friends and nurtured, would you then be okay with using animal products if they were like kept as like family members?
No, I don't want to rely on another animal for survival.
Okay.
I just don't.
You're very deep into this.
Yes.
And are you the same commitment or do you?
Yeah. I mean, Josh is sort of the amazing athlete, but I know a lot about this issue. So when you ask about
the same.
Dairy, it's sort of like
so a little feta on a salad, though. That's not going to be that bad, is it? I mean,
it's pretty bad for the mother goat who had to lose her baby. And
I knew you were going to ruin feta.
Let her answer the question if you're going to ask her a question.
I think, but I rescued
an aphid yesterday. Yes, Joe.
We're all born hot dog eaters, and at some point, some of us learned not to eat them. Was there a time when you said, you know, I've had enough meat? You probably weren't born not eating meat, right?
Yeah, well, it was the Mercy for Animals videos that really helped change me, you know, and shift my consciousness.
Were these some of the... I'm not sure if I've seen excerpts from these videos, but there's certain food documentaries I've seen that have clips of videos in them. Is this the same stuff where they go into the slaughterhouses and they show the terrible conditions?
Absolutely.
That the... okay.
Absolutely.
And the factory farms.
And the factory farms, yeah.
I got to do a quick contest thing here. Hawk and Roll with 95.7 KJR-FM. The Hawk and Roll keyword is coach. Text the word coach right now to 52309. You got a quick window here. Text it right now.
to 52309, the word coach, and you'll be entered to win the sold-out training camp tickets Wednesday, August 14th. You cannot buy these. They're sold out. Yes.
I'm just wondering, did you have to make camp for yourself the whole way, or were there a few Motel 6 stops?
Yeah, did you get any, like, relief along the way?
That's a lot of energy just to try to, you know, set up every night.
No, you know, I cowboy camped every night. I just threw down right on the trail and on a ground sheet and had a sleeping bag and a bivy sack to keep the bugs out.
And Karen, you didn't meet him during, like, you didn't meet him at a mountain pass.
No, she was very busy doing other stuff. Yeah. Oh,
you know, a couple of times in Lower California, and I have like 6-7 hours to spend. But the thing is, I go to meet him, and he takes 15 minutes to get to sleep, and in the morning he wakes up and he's going, got to hit that trail. So it was a long drive.
So it was kind of the date was kind of a dud for you.
Yeah. Cuddle him, sleep bag.
Meanwhile, you're standing there at the road, and he just sleepwalks right by you. Josh, it's a great. I love your passion and what you're willing to do for your cause, and admire you tremendously as an athlete.
Thank you so much.
It's a great job. 2,665 miles. Now, if someone listening, and we have a couple more minutes, wants to do the Pacific Crest Trail, you know it passes right through our area. Of course you do.
Of course.
I did one stretch of it. I did from Stevens Pass to Snoqualmie Pass. Very beautiful.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Cathedral Rock, Deep Lake.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
very beautiful. Of course you do. If you
that lake looks deep. I'm out of here.
If someone wants to do the whole thing, and maybe I would love to someday when I'm retired do the whole thing. I'd probably be too old to go very fast. What would you say to someone who wants to hike the Pacific Crest Trail, having done the whole thing?
I would say, you know, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster. You're going to have your high points and your low points, but if you can just break through those low points and continue to move forward, it will get better, and just continue to persevere.
And should you always go from Mexico to Canada? That's the way you went, right?
You don't have to do anything. You can do it however you want. You can hike your
own
hike.
Do it a section at a time.
Do it a section at a time. There's no rules to this thing. You can do it however you want. Hike your own hike.
Wow. Yeah, of course. It's everybody's personal, because they're not competing with anybody but themselves.
Sure, correct.
Why did you say 59 days, 8 hours, and 14 minutes? You were literally stopwatching it to that, almost to the second.
Yeah, I was also trying to, you know, break the record. And
the record
helping
was?
The animals. The record was 64 days, 11 hours, 19 minutes. So.
And that dude was eating beef jerky.
He was eating animals.
Yes, he was marching for meat.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And I to break the... And wow. So this is, I mean, think of an NBA game where the last few last few minutes are drawn out and you never know which team is going to win. You didn't know you had broken the record until probably the last day, I would imagine. How close were you to the end when you went, I got this, I got this?
I knew a ways out, actually, that if I just continued, if nothing, unless something terrible went wrong, I was going to.
Okay, so you had days of knowledge, but not for, you know, like by day 50, you weren't sure.
By day 50, I was...
Close?
I was still... I knew I'd get under 64. I didn't know I'd get under 60.
Everybody on the text wants to know, what kind of shoe? Do you wear a hiking boot? Do you wear a sneaker?
He's barefoot. He's barefoot the whole way.
I'm telling you right now, this dude has some messed up toes. He's wearing sandals right now.
By the way,
these toes.
Karen's wearing something that's hard to just get to the parking lot.
Yeah,
in, right?
Yeah. These toes of yours have seen some miles, you can tell.
Is he wearing a barefoot thing?
Oh, yeah, he's wearing sandals. Right now, you got to see these toes.
How do your feet look? Can you stick them up on the table for our video viewers? Take your sandals off.
They have been used.
Oh, man.
That is disgusting.
You are an ad for Dr. Scholl's.
Oh, yeah.
What did you wear?
Get the bottom of his feet, too.
You got to go. You know what?
Look at those calluses.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. You know what you could do? You could play guitar with those feet.
Those toes have been through the ringer. Them off the
and but you know what? He's proud of his feet. You're not embarrassed by him at all.
I'm not. I earned every one of those calluses.
But what do you wear?
I wore a trail running shoe. It's called the Brooks Cascadia. It really, really worked
there
for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Brooks is a local sponsor.
Most comfortable shoe I've ever worn.
There you go.
Wow.
You go.
Do you get an endorsement? Do they pay you for that? Or is that just the shoe you chose?
I did not. That was just the shoe that I chose and was most comfortable with.
Well, I think Brooks ought to plant a field of lettuce in your name. All right. And Karen, thank you for being so nice and charming, too.
Oh, thank you for having him.
All right. Josh Garrett, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to write a book?
We're talking about that right now, actually.
Yeah. Do write a book.
It's quite an accomplishment. And Guinness accepts your record.
There's no Guinness involved.
Who keeps the unofficial record for the Pacific Crest Trail?
It's just hiker's honor, word of honor.
Wow.
Some guy named Bert.
Yeah.
And it was broken twice. There was a young lady from our area who also, not as fast as Josh, but she broke the record in the last weeks too. So.
All right. And can someone email you if they have any questions?
Absolutely. It's sub...
No, don't give out your email address.
Go to your Facebook page.
Oh, go to Facebook.
Sorry. That shows my...
Karen's got your back.
My Facebook page. Okay, thanks, Karen.
Josh Garrett. Find Josh Garrett online. Go to his Facebook
Just go to Josh Garrett, search him, and go to Facebook. And
Well, go to Mercy. They could email info@mercyforanimals.org, and they would forward anything to you.
Okay.
All right, Josh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's 8:36. When we come back... If you've been a burglary victim in the past, there's a chance you may get your stuff back. Is this for Western Washington? It is.
Dozens of burglaries. The stuff has been recovered.
You know, I had some stuff stolen. It's now been a couple of years. I've written it all off. Should I check with them?
This goes back as far as June of last year.
June of last year? Nah. Nah. Too late.
Let's see, Maple Valley, Bellevue, Bothell, Redmond, Mill Creek. I don't see anything about...
All the way down to Oregon.
Yeah.
Mill Creek to Oregon.
Someone else is enjoying my fun stuff by now, so...
Yeah, yours may not be...
But if you've been a break-in victim since June of last year from one of those places, stand by.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Northwest weather for today. We're going to see sunshine with a high of 79. Tonight, clear skies, low down to 57. And tomorrow, sunshine again, but warmer with a high of 83.
Championship seasons begin in training camp. And the road to glory starts at the VMAC. So, 95.7 KJR is celebrating with old-time Hawk and Roll. Listen every hour for your keyword. Text it in, and you could qualify to win a pair of sold-out tickets to training camp. Then listen on Tuesday at 3 p.m., where Steve Slayton will announce the winners. We are the 12th man. We are 95.7 KJR.
They got a war going on. Sleep Country USA has Mattress Price Wars on now. They challenge all the top manufacturers to offer even lower prices than they usually do. Posturepedic versus Beautyrest. You can save up to $400 off mattress sets for a limited time, 36 months interest-free financing, no money down on the Serta Eye Comfort and the most highly recommended bed in America, the Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, right now, also, you can get two Tempur-Pedic pillows for free with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. So that's 36 months interest-free financing on approved credit with just minimum payments, and also two free Tempur-Pedic pillows. You can't beat that. Also, if you get in there before 2 p.m. today, you could be sleeping on that new Tempur-Pedic bed tonight. Free same-day delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old mattress when you purchase by 2 p.m. Sleep Country USA has the lowest prices, and they guarantee that. Find a better one, and they'll beat it by 5% and refund you the difference. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
The Emerald Queen Casino presents K-Sport 26, Saturday, August 24th, East versus West. Spokane's Josh Reddinghouse against Aberdeen's Jeff Hatton. Undefeated Justin Harrington rocks against Renton's J.J. Mix. The main event, K-Sport heavyweight champ Anthony Hamilton of Kent faces the previous champ Matt Kovacs of Arlington. K-Sport 26, Saturday, August 24th. Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Hi, I'm Sue Anderson with CenturyLink. To do the things you love online, you need pure speed. That's why we offer our pure broadband internet with a wide range of speeds up to 40 meg for just $29.95 a month for 12 months. No home phone required. So visit CenturyLink.com/purespeed to learn more.
Services offer and 40 meg not available everywhere. Residential customers only. 12-month term required. Restrictions apply.
Hurt in a car accident? Call 1-800-INJURED for a trusted law firm with proven results. The Bernard Law Group has recovered tens of millions of dollars for injured clients. Call 1-800-INJURED for a free consultation or visit 4injured.com.
Did you know that Food Saver is the number one vacuum sealer brand in America? The Food Saver system helps keep your food fresh up to five times longer than traditional storage methods and can save you up to $2,700 per year by buying in bulk, buying on sale, and preventing waste. Don't put your food in the garbage. Save it with the Food Saver vacuum sealer. For coupons, giveaways, and more, visit the Food Saver Save the Season Fresh stand on Saturday, August 24th at University District Farmers Market, located at 5031 University Way, Northeast.
Sign up for Xfinity from Comcast through Verizon Wireless and discover a great deal and more with TV, internet, home phone, and wireless. What kind of a deal do you get from Verizon Wireless and Xfinity? One that gives you a $250 prepaid card when you sign up for a select Xfinity HD Triple Play and lets you enjoy your favorite premium shows on the go. Just search and download top TV shows and hit movies and watch them right on your smartphone or tablet over 4G LTE, only on Verizon Wireless. Sign up now for a qualifying Xfinity Triple Play and get up to a $250 prepaid card by mail, plus other special savings when you purchase through Verizon Wireless. Verizon Wireless and Xfinity, better together. Visit your local Verizon Wireless store or visit verizonwireless.com/Xfinity.
Offer ends 9/30/13. Limited to new residential customers. Requires new two-year contract for select Xfinity HD Triple Play packages and monthly Verizon Wireless service. Subject to customer agreement. Activation and other fees apply. Coverage varying by service, not available everywhere.
I just learned that I need medication to help manage my chronic condition, but it's expensive. I couldn't figure out if insurance would cover it. So I called Regents, and, well, they found out it was a complicated situation. But they really went the extra mile to make sure my policy would cover as much of the cost as possible. You know, when someone sticks with you like that, you remember it. I certainly do.
Regents, your health connected. Regents Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Big news! Safeway has made it even easier to save at the pump because now you can use up to $1 per gallon in Safeway gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget today, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas rewards offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
You wanted the Beach Boys? And they're coming. August 24th. To the Deepwater Amphitheater near Lake Chelan. The incredible sounds of summer. The Beach Boys. And then September 7th, Creedence Clearwater Revisited. To find out more and reserve good seats, check the web at ColvilleCasinos.com, Ticketmaster.com, or any Ticketmaster location.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to two-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, got an incident on the 520 Flood Bridge right now in the eastbound direction at the West High Rise. Got an accident block in the left lane. Hopefully, they'll be able to get it out of the way here quickly. It's already jamming up traffic across the bridge. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go, and it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive taking you about 48 minutes.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
If you're ready for a movie night, then head to Fred Meyer for the latest releases. On August 27th, you'll find The Great Gatsby on DVD for just $14.99 or Blu-ray for just $24.99. Don't miss this vivid new take on a classic love story.
Back to more of the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I've been caught stealing once when I was five.
Did you have some stuff stolen?
Here's a number to contact, 425-295-0770. Let's see, if you haven't already, and you're a victim of one of these burglaries between Snohomish County and, how do you say that place in Oregon, Joe?
Tigard, is that the one?
Yeah. Sammamish and Bellevue police identified a suspect from a victim's video surveillance system. And they found a storage locker in Puyallup with 66 bags, bins, safes, and suitcases filled with property stolen and dozens of burglaries.
Talking jewelry, silver, sports memorabilia, photographs, military medals.
Is that what burglars do? They go to storage units and they stock this stuff up?
Yeah. Well, they're stashing it there, yeah. They just ran a storage unit to stash all their booty.
Mm.
For over a year.
You know what we need? We need a law that you can't put anything into a storage unit until it's documented. That'll stop burglaries.
We'll call it the booty law?
Yeah, the booty stash law.
Who are you going to pay to sit there and examine this?
New government employees. Got to itemize everything. Or you just make the storage unit companies assume the cost. Then the price of storage units will go up.
Boy, I need that. Get in on that racket. That is a
storage unit.
Talk about a shady.
It's a racket.
Shady way to make money.
Shady.
Well, I don't know about shady.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
is that shady?
I love when Joe takes the bait. So why is it a shady racket?
Well, it's not shady, but it's just a wonderful.
Oh, it's not shady now.
Well, it's a wonderful business. I know a couple people that have done very well in the storage.
It's wonderfully shady.
Well, all you need is a piece of land, and then you put yourself up a pretty low-budget building on that piece of land.
You needed the zoning to allow you to put the storage units
right
up there, too, right?
And then you get to charge people, you know,
rent. Land has to be zoned shady.
Yeah, and you're charging people rent, and they're not doing anything.
Right, parking lots and storage units are the shadiest, most wonderfully legal way to make money.
But, yeah. But Joe's right. Parking lots are going away because people are going to, well, not drive less immediately, but...
Also because a parking lot doesn't make enough money.
Right. America is over. We got too much stuff, and we're too lazy to think about it, so we put it away.
You put it away, and then the people pay you every month. You don't.
And then when they stop paying you, the stuff is yours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so many levels.
It's like a form of a pawn shop.
Yeah, it is a wonderful business. It's a really, really good one.
You'd love a business where you can just sit there and watch doing nothing make money.
They're expensive too. A reasonably sized storage unit costs like $200 a month.
Now, yeah,
you still have one?
I do.
Why?
Full of his crap. What are you kidding? We have not gotten in there and
I
done that.
I thought we
bit.
Got rid of that.
No.
I celebrate our 10-year anniversary owning a storage unit.
And what does it cost you a month?
$200 a month.
So that's $2,400 a year. You've spent $24,000.
I've done the math.
On how much do you suppose the stuff is worth if you sold it?
Oh.
It's not worth $24,000.
Hell no.
We got to do this bit. We really have to break that thing open.
Well, why don't you get rid of it?
I don't have the time to get up there and go through it. And when we do, it's all cherished. What? Oh, look at this. Remember those? We can't throw those away. Those are dear to us.
Why doesn't it fit in your house?
It's so big. Just make one of the rooms.
Just move it all into your house where you will have the time
great.
To go through it.
I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. We'll get up there. We'll start it. And I'll pick you up again at 8 o'clock next Saturday
why
morning.
Why do I owe you anything?
You
on
don't
this?
Owe me crap. Then get out of my ass. I don't have the time to do it.
He doesn't want to.
It's quicker to write that check every month.
He just doesn't want to.
To go clean it
Let's
out.
Let's talk about him like he's not even here. I love doing that.
It's great.
He doesn't want to get rid of his stuff because he loves it.
Yeah, we are. We're collectors of stuff that we deem important, and none of it's important. I wish they would let me fire insure that thing. I'd burn it to the ground.
Now that is shady.
Bah, you can't say that.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
That's even beyond me.
I torched that whole damn building.
Joe would think it, but he wouldn't even say that. Now, if it catches fire now, you're going to look bad.
It would be the first time I look bad.
Well, what a great business. You have 100 spikes. You know, you have like 100 people giving you $200 a month.
For nothing.
Not bothering you a bit. Yeah. You know, if they don't pay you, go put a lock on their thing until they pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses Joe would get into.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah. Did you ever buy vacation property in the middle of nowhere? You were going to do that too.
No, I'm still flirting with the idea, but I'm I'm kind of thinking it's a lot. It's a real lot of trouble. I found an old house, and I mean old, like over 100 years old, that was in my upper end of my price range, and I sure thought about it. And it's an entire like a quarter of a city block in a little eastern Washington town you would own.
Wow.
And it's a you could turn it into so many things, but you know it was so, it'd be so much.
You could put storage units on.
No.
Yeah.
Be so much work. So
there's no population there.
Very little.
And you would never have any time to go there. Just like Spike doesn't have time to go to his storage unit.
Right. And, you know, maybe if this little town were to grow, it would be a great investment. But
by the way, the trick to your storage unit, do you want to know?
Of course.
The trick is that, of course, when you imagine doing it all at once, it's too much and you don't have time.
That's exactly right.
But if you make a, it's like exercise, it's like anything else. If you make a, I'm going to visit it once a week and remove one or two things, what would happen is you'd create a habit, a behavioral habit, of a little bit at a time going through the stuff and moving it home. And then you'd sort of see the positive result of, oh, I got some of this stuff home. And then you'd be on your way. And then it would pick up because it would take preference over other things that you also don't have time for that you do. Like I don't have time for all sorts of things, but somehow I managed to choose what I'm going to spend my time on all the time.
I did a big cleaning I think it was like 2 years ago, right before I had the baby, actually. You know, when you nest, you start doing all sorts of crazy stuff, and I went with this in my mind: if I was to just drop off the face of the earth, what would I not want to leave behind for people to deal with?
Which is
I
most
know that's
of it,
a little
right?
melancholy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that's a little dark, but
we have to look at it that
way. Yes, when you leave this planet, people are going to have to pack up your crap.
See, I hope to be the biggest burden I can.
Right.
He wants to get them back.
I mean, why do I need 25 vases? You know, people send you flowers. It comes with a vase. Yeah. What do you do with the vase? You keep it. You put it
on a shelf. Actually, Lisa and I love vases.
Well, you're too late, because Goodwill has all of them. I'm just saying that
I've got a couple dozen.
I cannot own too many ways to present her flowers. Yeah,
that
that's something I would never get
rid
of. That
was a perfect example of like one day's worth of crap that I just filled in a whole shelf full of vases. Yeah. What am I doing with all these vases?
You know who's really good at this? Younger people. My son is really good at this. He has no clutter at all. And Lisa and I, we got rid of a lot, but we're collecting new now. And, you know...
Well, I was going to bring it into the show and give it away every week, but Joe beat that bit into the dirt.
Well, you stopped doing that, Joe.
Well, it's because my office got clean.
Yeah, he ran out of stuff.
That worked for you.
Yeah.
You still got lots more crap.
If I wanted to dig out into my shed, that's a whole new bunch of items.
Nobody wants rat carcasses.
But, a lot of it has been pooped on.
I guarantee you people would call for Joe's pooped on crap.
A lot of it has been pooped on is the new name of the bit.
But Spike's got a whole shed.
That's actually a series on the Discovery Channel.
A lot of this has been pooped on. Now we're going to give it to you.
Spike has a whole treasure chest there. You should start in on that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything been pooped on?
No.
I've
been up here in a while.
I got a broken vacuum cleaner now. I don't know if it's really broke or not, but I found out how passionate people are about vacuums a couple weeks ago. My Kirby started making this.
I love that we're talking about this and not the Monica Lewinsky tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going on
the
vacuum cleaner.
We can get to that, but.
No, if we're, the things that suck will already be covered.
Come on. Someone put this guy on a billboard for God's sake. Give me a break.
No, we've already done things that suck this morning.
Let's put him on a milk carton.
Pedro's like, you have to talk about the Monica Lewinsky.
Did you hear
I'm like,
that
no,
joke?
I don't.
Don't give a round of applause for that joke, for God's sake.
Forget him. He's not even listening.
That does go to show you how slow this Newsweek is, though. They dug back into the last century to find some scandal.
No, she
morning.
Just put that out, honey.
Yeah.
Did she put it out?
Yeah, that's her being like, hey, there's another slut in the news. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She put it out?
Yeah, of course. It was orchestrated.
Well, National Enquirer released it.
The National Enquirer put it out.
This
Monica
is new.
Lewinsky didn't. Did she want that out? Because if she wants it out, I'll talk about it.
Yes, she is broke as a joke. Are you kidding?
She wants us to talk about that?
Monica Lewinsky has had a really weird 10 years, and she's sort of infamous and sort of not, and she doesn't have any money, and nobody's buying her damn handbags. And she sees all these sluts now making bank. And she's like, hey, I was one of the original sluts and I have nothing.
That's good theory. Is that how she put it?
That's not what she said to me.
What does she say?
She says, oh, oops, I dropped this tape.
I thought the tape was stolen from her.
Please. She was hiding it in Spike's
It was in my storage unit. Yeah.
It was in Spike's storage unit.
Pedro, you got my back, right?
Of course he was.
I will say, having listened to the tape, she is very stalkerish.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, she's persistent.
Wait a minute. She was 24 years old, being abused by a powerful married man. And all of a sudden, Anthony Weiner is a bad guy, Bill Clinton is a good guy, and Monica Lewinsky deserves ridicule how many years later?
Dude, she was a viper.
She was 24 years old.
Yeah, a viper.
24 years old.
That's right. Age.
Why do
she
deserve your ridicule today? You tell me.
You clearly haven't heard the tapes. Nobody's ridiculing anyone. We're just telling
I heard every
you.
Bit of it. Oh, but I'm telling you that she doesn't deserve this.
She was an innocent victim.
Was.
I didn't dig the tape out.
She was a victim of Bill Clinton.
You need to know she was not. She was a willing and active participant in a really bad series of decisions.
Hold on. He was the president of the United States.
And she had
she
the
was his
booty.
Intern.
She had the booty.
Telling you, people
the
are
magic box of power.
I cannot. These people with no morals. I cannot imagine.
I don't know how you sit in this room all day. Terrible.
I don't know how I do it either.
You're surrounded by jerks.
Right, we're gonna come right back. We've already covered things that suck today. Joe, that was a great vacuum cleaner story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, got an incident on the 520 Flood Bridge right now in the eastbound direction at the West High Rise. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Hopefully, they'll be able to get it out of the way here quickly. It's already jamming up traffic across the bridge. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go, and it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive taking you about 48 minutes.
This report brought to you by Fred Meyer.
If you're ready for a movie night, then head to Fred Meyer for the latest releases. On August 27th, you'll find The Great Gatsby on DVD for just $14.99 or Blu-ray for just $24.99. Don't miss this vivid new take on a classic love story.
Northwest weather for today. We're going to see sunshine with a high of 79. Tonight, clear skies, low down to 57. And tomorrow, sunshine again, but warmer with a high of 83.
Washington Energy Services' end of summer sale is going on now. For great discounts on heating, cooling, and more, plus great financing options, call 800-398-HOME or visit WashingtonEnergy.com.
There, this is Luciana again. You know how many things I do at the same time on this job? Many! I check and write emails, I check the web, write stories, manage our social networks, post on 957KJR.com. I could go on for a few more minutes, but I think you get the idea. And I can't imagine doing all this without the help of Microsoft Office 365. One subscription keeps kids connected to their schoolwork from virtually anywhere on up to 5 devices. Save up to 20% on Office 365 Home Premium today when you buy a new PC.
Ah, grilling. It's all about freshness. And of course, the great taste that only comes with great barbecue. What's your favorite? Salmon? Steaks? Brats? Whatever you like to grill most, at QFC you'll find carefully chosen, responsibly sourced meat and seafood. And if you need suggestions on the best way to prepare your barbecue, just ask one of the experts at the QFC meat counter. They're always happy to help. From the marinade to the meat, the best barbecues start at QFC. And you know you'll find it all at the low prices you expect. It's time to fire up the grill and make the most of the season. So go ahead, let's get grilling.
Right now at QFC, grill up barbecue favorites grown right in the Northwest. Pick up Draper Valley boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the family pack, and when you buy one, you'll get one of equal or lesser value free. And get two 16-ounce containers of Driscoll strawberries for only $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
A customer came into West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins with a handful of silver dollars. The experts were able to find one marked with a CC that was worth $300 by itself. Want to know what your coins are worth? Find out at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
When your plans are obliterated.
I want s'mores, Mommy. S'mores.
We can't make s'mores in the garage, sweetie. We'll be at the campground soon. If Mommy can get her keys out of the locked car.
And your sanity is slipping.
Are we going yet? How about now? Are we going now? How about now?
Only one superhero is up to the task. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's...
The AAA guy?
Okay, he's no Clark Kent, but he is from Kent. That counts for something, right?
And the AAA guy will free your keys so you can get to your campsite and vanquish those marshmallows!
Yay!
AAA guy, I love you!
He gets that a lot. For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Throughout the month of August, you can enjoy some terrific value dining at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. Dine in at Spice Bay Buffet every Tuesday in August for only $10 per person. Stop in for lunch or dinner to enjoy a wide variety of world-class cuisine, like salads, entrees, even desserts. This buffet is something the whole family can enjoy. At Coyaba Grill, it's spaghetti and meatballs for only $1.99. Enjoy a half dozen Italian meatballs served over fresh, cooked spaghetti with a slice of garlic toast for less than the cost of a latte, but it's only available Monday through Thursday, so take advantage of this special while it's here. You'll also find every Monday through Thursday from noon until 8 p.m. the Hamburger Meal Deal at Island Deli, served with French fries and a fountain drink for only $2.99. Find all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com and enjoy value dining all month long at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back. August 25th, the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. The band that changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Jukebox Heroes, the greatest hits of Foreigner. Available now. Tickets are on sale now at Tulalip Resort Casino Rewards Club and Ticketmaster.com.
Now let's look at the pie chart.
You're stuck in a meeting, and you just got a text from your sixth grader saying she is locked out of the house. Okay, two texts. She's panicking. But you don't have to excuse yourself and scramble to get home. All you need to do is tap your phone and unlock your front door, just like that. This is Life on AT&T Digital Life, the personalized home security and automation system that helps protect your home with professional 24/7 monitoring. You can access Digital Life from just about anywhere with your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Keep an eye on your home with video cameras, adjust your thermostat, even remotely lock and unlock your doors. Sign up for Digital Life today and get $100 instant savings. To find out more, visit a store or go to att.com/digitallife. Only from AT&T. Rethink possible.
Offer ends 9/28/13. Available in limited zip codes. Requires new two-year Digital Life agreement with smart security package. We'll get an instant $100 discount off $249.99 equipment fee. Early termination and other fees and restrictions apply. Visit att.com/deal disclaimers for additional offer requirements.
Ready for school? Well, check out Fred Meyer's amazing price blasters and start filling your backpack with savings. This week, get a 10-pack of men's, women's, or kids' socks for just $8.99. Find back-to-school price blasters only at Fred Meyer.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, southbound I-5 at the Ship Canal Bridge. We had something that was blocking that was cleared up pretty quickly. Backup stretches out past 522 at this point. I-5 northbound also stop and go from the Michigan curve pretty much all the way out to 520. And speaking of 520, it's backed up eastbound from I-5 out to the water because of an earlier accident. Just hasn't recovered. And of course, it's spilling into those northbound I-5 lanes as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tires.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.